Hear the words of the Lord from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 28. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehension of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. As we inch closer and closer to Christmas, we begin to reflect on and marvel at the majesty of Christ's humble birth. God, born a baby, unable to clothe or feed himself. Born to a poor family from the furthest backwaters of Israel. Born not in a hospital or in a house, but in a stable, and laid in a cattle trough. Yet despite this, the humble origins of our Savior, this was a day of great joy, even if it was passed over by the great majority of people in Israel. The angels sang praises. The shepherds could not contain their joy. Mary pondered these things in her heart. And later on, the wise men came to worship the King. How truly great and wonderful Christ's first coming to earth was. No wonder Christmas is held dear in the hearts of all Christians. But you can hardly look at this Christ's first coming without also thinking of his second. Another day of great joy to all Christians. Another day which should be held dear in our hearts. When the Son of Man comes again, not in humility, but with power and great glory. Now, when you begin to read our text, it doesn't seem like this will be a day of great joy. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heavens will be shaken. I don't know if any of you have lived through a calamity, perhaps like an earthquake, a flood, a terrorist attack like 9/11, or anything of that sort. Such an event would truly be horrifying. But compared to the last day, it would merely be a rainy day. Matthew and Mark tell us more fully what the signs in the moon and the sun and the stars will be. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Imagine this. All the light on the earth going out suddenly. The only light left from the stars falling from the heaven, and the flames burning and consuming. On top of that, the waters rise up and crash against the earth, trying to cover it. The earth trembling. All man is made crumbling and falling to the earth. All creation coming unhinged as God removes his governing providence. No wonder the heathen are perplexed, distressed, and even fainting away in terror. On top of all that, suddenly in the sky, a bright light appears and all eyes are drawn to it. There is the Son of Man coming in his great radiance on a cloud. And if they weren't terrified before, now they truly are. For they will know who he is. They will know that they did not believe in him. And worse, they even fought against him. Revelation tells us what their reaction will be. They call to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." This doesn't sound like a day of great joy. Surely it won't be to those who don't repent and believe before the Son of Man comes. But to us who believe, these seeming terrible signs and events will actually be signals of the completion of our joy. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. The very thing which fills the heathen with dread fill us with joy, because our redemption is drawing near. This is why we stand tall and lift up our heads, eagerly searching for the first glimpse of our Savior, while they cringe and try to hide from their judgment. Our Lord and Savior has come to deliver us from this veil of tears, to deliver us from our weak flesh and our trials and temptations, to deliver us from the power of the death and the devil, to deliver us from the heartaches and headaches of this life. Our warfare is ended, and paradise awaits. Surely a day like Christmas of great joy. We have fought a long, hard battle through the power of the Holy Spirit, because we know that Christ has secured for us the victory. That was the purpose of his first coming, to redeem all mankind on the cross. All your sins on that one day taken away, because Christ, God and man, was sacrificed in your place. This is why you can stand tall and hold up your head. All your sins are gone. Christ comes not for your judgment, but for the completion of your victory, the completion of your redemption, the perfection of your body, your soul, and your mind. The Son of Man is coming again. Be glad. After all, that's the point of Christmas, particularly Christmas presents. They signify the greatest gift you were ever given, peace and goodwill from God because of Christ. And that is the same gift that you are given and is completed in you when the Son of Man comes again. Lord, help us be ready for his coming so that we might be glad. Amen. Conclude with singing hymn 606, all verses. Hymn 606.